The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Final five, the player that everyone expected to go absolutely ham, our man, Andrew Wiggins. What? Putting on a performance for the ages. Game five, the Andrew Wiggins game. 26 points, 13 rebounds. Back-to-back off another stellar performance where 17 points, 16 rebounds. I didn't even know Andrew Wiggins was a rebounder, right? Like, that's not his game. My Lord. Add this to the fact that he's been a defensive stopper all playoff long, taking on the challenge to guard Luka, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. A little inside baseball in the fact that Andrew Wiggins trains with the same trainer that Jason Tatum trains with, Drew Hanlon, Pure Sweat. So he knows exactly all the moves that Jason Tatum's been working on in his bag. And he's like, nope, yeah, I know where you're going. People might actually stop bitching about Andrew Wiggins making the All-Star game now. Or K-pop getting him into the All-Star game is what gave him the confidence to get to this point. Who knows? It's chicken or the egg at this moment. I can't tell. And on my bingo card, I did not have Wiggins showing up when the lights are brightest. I just never thought that that would ever... I would have bet my house on it, probably. Something just last year we were all joking about, playoff Wiggins, crunch time, clutch time Wiggins. It's like he turns into a pumpkin. And now he turns into LeBron James. They're calling him Maple Jordan again. Maple Jordan. Joke's on us because this dude's been the best player or second best player on the floor for long stretches of the time. Kerr decided he was going to speak on Wiggins, showing more emotion. He also said something very quickly that I have not in my notes but off the top of my head. He basically said that Wiggins shows that every player in the NBA can reach impact player potential if they're put in the right situation. That just leads me to wonder what players are just hiding on the bench that are not being fully utilized. I think that's actually true of all human beings. I think we all can be more if we're in the right situation. Kerr spoke on Wiggins showing more emotion. He says he's a very mild-mannered guy, Canadian, but he's taking a leap in these playoffs in terms of his impact on the game defensively. The biggest thing right now is that he's a two-way player. Lots of jokes happening right now about Wiggins maybe stealing the finals MVP from Steph, which would be an atrocity. Steph, who did not make a three for the first time in 132 consecutive playoff games and 233 straight games as a whole. It's been 233 games. Go to math school. That's like 4 years. 4 or 5 years or something like that where Steph has made a three. 0 for 9. Will it cost him the finals MVP? Next up on Undisputed. No, don't bet on it. Don't bet on it. And Wiggins was the reason, though, 100% that the Warriors got this win. Not something I anticipated. He was also 0 for 6 from 3. So Wiggins and Steph, 0 for 15 from 3, and they still win by 10. I, by the way, had Warriors to win by at least 9.5, and boy, was that a backdoor sweat. Those scrubs that came in at the end of the game, they were trying. Those Boston, the Aaron Nesmiths of the world were trying to f*** my bet up, folks. Wiggins, 50% more or more from the field, 43 minutes in both games. And what was fascinating right now to me about this performance of Andrew Wiggins is that now Jimmy Butler always liked Andrew Wiggins. Just now, we're getting all the glowing endorsements from everyone that's ever been on a team with Andrew Wiggins coming out from the woodworks in ways that are just odd timing. Now, Tom Thibodeau has glowing remarks for Andrew Wiggins. two dudes who've been riding Andrew Wiggins' ass, telling him, I'll f*** your girl if you don't, like, run these suicides. Like, they've been saying he's been lazy since he was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. And now it's just coming out that he's always had this amazing work ethic. Like, Andrew Wiggins, from beginning of time till now, has always been incredible competitor. He's always been a hard worker. We just didn't see it. And now Jimmy Butler and Tom Thibodeau, resounding praise. Draymond Green being like, first thing, soon as that trade went down, Tom Thibodeau called me up. And he's like, you're getting a great dude. You're getting an amazing player in Andrew Wiggins. Where was this when the trade happened? Come on now, these stories. As for the Celtics, they needed a legit ball handler. I don't know how they're going to get one. We've said, like, I don't understand what moves you make because you're already in the finals and you can't really mess up with a good thing. But listen, Marcus Smart can't handle the rock. Jaylen Brown can't handle the rock. Jason Tatum sometimes can't handle the rock. The best ball handler on this team is probably Peyton Pritchard. And he's getting like 12 minutes a game. Peyton Pritchard has handles. Nobody else has handles. I don't trust a single one of them driving into the lane and not turning the ball over. Congrats also to Boston for winning the third quarter for the first time all series. Didn't matter. Congrats to the Boston Celtics on stopping Steph for a full game. Did not matter. But it kind of just feels like that 7-game series that they've had in every series along the way, except for the Nets one, right? You sweep the Nets, then you go 7 with the Bucks, 7 with the Heat, and now you're probably tuckered out. Need a warm milk and your mom to read you a bedtime story because you look like it's night-night time. It does. I'm hoping that they can make some moves. Someone Draymond Green's bed in Boston. Can we get that? Can we get somebody to pee in Ayesha Curry's somewhere? Can something? Hotel room? I don't know. Airbnb? I need a Father's Day matchup. I do. I need a Father's Day game 7. I need it. I don't just need it. I want it. I'm praying for it. Jaylen Brown says, we're not scared. We do not fear the Golden State Warriors. I'm glad about that. That's the spunky attitude they're going to need. Attaboy, Jaylen Brown. Don't stand down. Don't let them push you around, sir. Keep your head up. That's what we need. That's what we all deserve. A game 7. That's what we need. Game 5 after the Andrew Wiggins game, went on SVP, which tells you pretty much where he's at as a media member. He's on SVP and SVP's asking him what Brian thinks about that game. So heads up to all the Warriors media, Brian Windhorst is kind of a big deal. NBA insider, 2 times New York Times bestselling author, number 1 NBA podcast host. So he chimes in. And what he said goes viral. So I want to play it for you because it became the talk of the town in Warriors media, and they freaked out.
Because Andrew Wiggins, he's not an underdog. He makes $32 million. While the Warriors were down these last couple of years, winning no games, they kept spending money because they've got it. They re-signed Draymond Green. They re-signed Steph Curry. They re-signed Kevon Looney. They kept Andrew Wiggins. And boy, did it show up tonight. Andrew Wiggins, with the supreme moment in his career, he was a throw-in in a trade. Other teams would have totally gotten rid of him. They stuck with him. They have a $340 million payroll when you consider taxes. You don't just have to beat the Warriors on the court. You got to beat their checkbook. And nothing away from Andrew Wiggins tonight, but this was a checkbook win for the Warriors.
Checkbook win for the Warriors. I mean, he's not wrong. He said, except for the checkbook win part, which is definitely a little shady. It's a little shady, but everything else he said was completely factual, right? So then KMBR decided to chime in. They're one of 2 local radio stations out of the Bay Area. Let's see what they had to say. They took exception, didn't they? They did.
Why in the world would people pay attention to Brian Windhorst? That's the first question. Like, why would anything he says rile people up? It's like, wait, really? Brian Windhorst?
I gotcha. Yeah. He got under your skin?
I mean, come on. Really? I mean, that's like, I saw it and I said, well, that's just, it's wrong and it's ludicrous is what it is.
Pause. This man, Brian Windhorst has 812,000 Twitter followers. Let's look at KMBR's Twitter account. The actual station where this man is speaking, Tom Tolbert, former NBA, let's be honest, journeyman, hasn't averaged more than 10 points a game in his entire life as an NBA player. But that has nothing to do with it. 121,000 followers on KMBR. Sir, don't act like what Brian Windhorst says doesn't send ripples around the league. Stop that. Stop that, please. So then we've got the 95-7 game people in the crew. We also had Steve Berman, Bay Area reporter for The Athletic. He says his post-game podcasts make me feel bad for Zach Lowe for being forced to do them. The constant LeBron mentions, saying Steph wasn't actually hurt in game 4, spouting owners talking points about a CBA they agreed to isn't surprising. This isn't a hot take. To say that their deep pockets bought 2 championships with KD isn't even mildly controversial. They are $200 million into the luxury tax. $200 million, folks. So 95-7 the game, which the morning roast has a little beef with me. He spouted on Twitter about me being some hot take artist that craps or whatever on Warriors. That's not even true. It's him, though, that I have a problem with. So they have Brian Windhorst on, and I went just accidentally on the 95.7 The Game app at around 10 in the morning, and this is what they had to say.
I hear you on like the checkbook stuff, but aren't they the model of how to run your business? Not only did they pay all of these, you know, different contracts from within, they also built a stadium with their own dollar and reinvested it back into the team. To me, they should be lauded as what every owner should be doing right now in sports, not just in the NBA. This is how you should run your business, trying to compete at the highest level. I don't know why that's a negative.
I don't know why you're implying what I said was a negative. Why are you implying what I said was a negative? I was giving the Warriors a compliment,
okay,
for being able to stick with spending through their rebuild, and that's why they have the depth on this team. But I mean, nobody would argue that Bob Myers and his front office have not done a tremendous job, and that Joe Lacob and Joe and Peter Guber have done a great job in financing the team, but it is not a level playing field.
Well, is it that the fault of the other owners?
By the way, what's that?
Is it that the fault of the other owners because the Warriors are using their resources well within the rule book to spend the money that they have, and they spent it on a lot of homegrown talent?
No one complained last year.
Like Dallas, Mark Cuban makes all this money; he doesn't spend it all. That's his fault.
I don't understand. I'm still not sure why you guys got your back up.
Because it feels like a backhanded compliment. I mean, a backhanded statement, because of last year they pay for Kelly Oubre, and nobody was complaining when they're paying $35 million for Clay to not play a dribble of basketball. And then all of a sudden, now that they're winning, just my interpretation, it felt like you were picking up water for some of the poor owners who refused to dip into the luxury tax. That's the way I interpreted it.
It wasn't a criticism. I was praising them.
Okay.
I'm saying when you go against the Warriors, you're not just going against a team that has incredible financial might. That's just a true statement.
They're so thin-skinned defensive. Stop it. Please. Please stop it. Yes, Brian, if you're sensing hostility coming your direction, you are. If you're sensing with your little spidey senses that their hackles are up and they're waiting to strike like a little viper on you, and that they're not going to talk you behind your back as soon as you're off the phone, you are correct. You are correct. This is why. this right here, I look for examples in real time for folks to know why it's hard. Why it's hard for me to love and adore one of the best teams assembled, one of the best franchises run, all that. One of the most likable teams. This is why. Because Bay Area reporters, Bay Area media people are like this. They have the thinnest skins I've ever seen. Accusing Windhorst of being an irrelevant hot take artist just makes y'all look like low-budget fanboys with microphones and f-ing credentials. Listen, don't pretend then to have a station that really, quote-unquote, covers the team. Don't. They're thin-skinned with their hackles up. Because one national media member said something that was 100% true and not even a tad controversial because it makes them defensive about why they won and why they continue to win. If you were to add Kevin Durant to the Boston Celtics right now, would Warriors fans be whining? Yes, they would be whining because Kevin Durant to any team makes things unfair when you already have a stacked roster that can get to the finals. And that would still be less than the Warriors are paying. I bet you Dubs Media would be, wee, wee, they can't spend that much. Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga are a downstream effect. Let me just say this very, very clearly. You have, without outspending and finding a way in 2016 to sign Kevin Durant with that little tiny gap of period of time where Steph hadn't been signed yet, Clay hadn't been re-signed yet, and you sign KD, without that moment in time, you don't have Andrew Wiggins. You don't have Jonathan Kuminga. You overpaying for KD is how you got to this place. So it is a checkbook win. Let's be honest. People, that's what they try to say. Oh, we've organically built. The only players that we've quote-unquote paid for are Bielicha and Chris Chioza and somebody else that's not relevant to this scenario. J.J. Scrubs of the world. The argument is that they've developed all of their talent internally and organically, but the Wiggins trade didn't happen without KD. That's savvy tactician work. How'd they get Wiggins? They signed KD in free agency. Checkbook move. Then he decided to leave. They wouldn't let him leave for nothing, so they went and got D'Lo for no reason at the time, it felt like. But no, they wanted to make sure they had a chess piece on their board because if you don't use it, you lose it, right? So then you do a sign and trade to get D'Lo, and then you flip D'Lo for a pick in Andrew Wiggins. Stop. How is that internal growth? How? Wiggins makes $32 million a year, y'all. Add that to Steph, 46. Clay, 38. Dre, 24. That's $140 million for four players. That's more than the entire 15-man Celtics roster, $132 million, between four guys. The NBA salary cap is $122 million. What is wrong with you? How do you not see this? You're $18 million in the luxury tax with 11 more players left to sign. How is that internal growth? How is that organic? James Wiseman makes $10 million a year, and he hasn't done a thing in I don't know how long. He hasn't seen the court once this season. He got shut down at the end of last season. Are you really trying to tell me that deep pockets haven't impacted this series? Really? Really? You're trying to tell me we just find and attract the best talent, which is why we're the best. Stop that! $465 million. $465 million with the repeater tax. That is what Golden State is paying. Nearly a half a billion dollars. The Celtics, with their luxury tax hit, $134 million. Do you see what is so clear as day? That's not a knock. That's not a dig. They just outspent. That's what they did. Kevin Durant was the outspend. Everything that comes from Kevin Durant is the same f-ing thing. Write it down again. And trust me, this is not a shot at Warriors ownership at all. I understand. Brilliant move. Joe Lacob, Bob Myers, brilliant guys. How can I say that they didn't do what they were supposed to do? Nobody thought Wiggins was any good. You can outspend other people and it be bad decisions. Plenty of teams outspend and it's bad. Plenty. But they outspent and got a place and a player that they knew could fit in to what they wanted to do in their system. I respect it. I think every team possible should do it. But don't be so disingenuous to say that you're light years ahead of everyone else. It's like that rich-ass kid with parents that are rich, that has an awesome job, and they've gotten up to this place where they're the CEO of a company. But it's like, yo, how did you get here? You started on third. Stop it. Stop it. There's no way Andrew Wiggins gets to this roster without you having a lot of money. That's it. That's all we can say. Not a chance that you can make the trade work to get Andrew Wiggins without having D'Lo's salary and him being overly paid. Overpaying somebody that you can get to trade for another overpaid person, that's the only way that you get that done. There are Warriors media that I love. We had him on Monday, John Dickinson. Love him. You know what he told me? He said, between me, you, and the lamppost, he's disgusted by too. He is. It's disgusting. It's gross. This is absolutely baffling. You guys are awful. And don't let me get excited enough to start putting my hat, my name in the hat to cover the Warriors. Don't make me head out to the Bay because I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Don't make me take your job. Don't make me take your job. I love Kendra Andrews. I love the Light Years guys. But this low rent fanboy shit has got to go. Gotta go, folks. Please.
Yo, Trey.
Kevin, what's up, man?
You know, I've been thinking, what would have happened if the NBA never vetoes the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers and we get CP3 in the same backcourt as Kobe in L.A.?
Well, you get a very happy Jack Nicholson, for sure.
And the Lakers probably win a bunch more championships. CP3 finally gets a ring or two or three. And the Kardashian empire is forever altered.
What did you just say? Hey, everybody, I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier, and we're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former sports center anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass
or play call. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.